town. Chrome flashing like lightning and thunder across the ground. Old tattered derange, old weathered leather chaps. I'm my brother's keeper's son and I'm a holder. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling. We made our way to those Harleys parked outside. I could feel them staring, wondering what I had to hide. I'm already a judged man by the ruling of a higher hand. I hold my head up high cause I'm proud of who I am. Cause we live by love, royalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling.
Yeah. tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink pops his and clink. A fountain drink. And urinals hanging on the wall.
Factory. I'm all by myself. Hey,
keep saying like,
what happened? I start stinging everybody leaves. What's going on here?
Well, that's you.
Hey, get over here, Mama.
I'm coming. Sorry.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Woo-hoo!
Today is Monday, June 26th, and like our new studio, is it beautiful or what?
And let's pray for no goddamn rain or thunder boomers.
Yes,
anything.
We missed everybody last week because of the rain and the blackout we had, but
why did you raise your voice?
I lowered you.
I don't even think my mic is on.
My mic's not even on.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, guys. I was having the Johnny Rizzo show again.
Yeah,
there
totally.
We go.
He was playing with himself, as always.
But I'm so happy to be back this week.
You?
I missed everybody, man.
I mean, sitting
outside in the rain, right?
I didn't miss you.
I didn't miss you either.
At all. Not at all. I'm sorry.
Nobody missed me.
We miss you,
Let's ask Johnny's wife. Did you miss him,
Did
too?
You miss me, honey? So Johnny who? What are you talking about?
Johnny who? Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Man. I'm spitzing over here. Hello.
It's so nice to be back, man.
We have a huge, big show tonight.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Johnny, do you remember who's going to be on our show? Let's test your memory.
We're going to have Jeff Stamper on today from Carolina Customs.
That is correct.
I'm really excited to talk to him today.
I know.
Plus Johnny Lang.
Johnny Lang's calling in.
Johnny Lang.
The Road Report. And Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
No, you should know this. I'm schooling you that photography. Young
Jane,
lady.
Yes, yep, Jane Wallace is calling in tonight.
And then Ada Valenti and Paul.
Yes, okay.
She's going to be calling in also.
All right. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
She's doing this whole big, huge road trip across the world.
Excellent.
And, Paul and her are going to call in later on to the show as well.
Okay.
I just saw boobies on your feed.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, let me see. Oh!
Put those boobies there. Angela Bean.
Thanks, Angie, for the boobies.
Yeah, you know what, Angie? Thank you.
And,
really.
And what's the name of her page?
Well, she got Biker's Butts and Boobies.
Right. Something like that.
I'm going to have to go look at this.
No, no.
No, not now, because then your phone clicks.
Yes.
Even my wife enjoyed Angie's on. It was good. Those are nice boobs. Speaking of boobs.
Oh, jeez.
When we're on the subject, I want to say it real quick.
Here we go.
July 26th. I go to the doctor.
Oh, boy.
Mama's going to get a new set of boobs. I am, and hopefully they can build me a new nipple, too.
Oh, my God.
That would be nice. And hopefully they can do some transferring of fat from the love handles and the butt, and I want butt implants.
Can you get silver dollars at least?
Yeah. Well, I have one good nipple, so hopefully they can build me a new one.
Nice.
No, it's good. So it's post-breast cancer reconstruction, because the implants only last for 10 years.
Okay.
So... I'm super stoked.
That's right, man. Awesome.
I think I'm going to get big boobs like those chicks on that Angie's site there.
Congratulations on your new boobs. Those.
Yay.
Do we have any say in it? Like, me and Rod, like,
man.
Well, get this one,
No, because if I go like this, things have to be able to slide in there, so I need to make them just a little bigger.
We're like model number 7A.
It's like
I asked Dawn's opinion, because Dawn's opinion matters more to me than yours.
That's true.
So, I'm just saying.
I never knew there was a menu when you went in.
No, there is.
I'll take the number 26, please.
Number 26.
To go.
And let's not forget, tonight... Because last Monday we were supposed to have Rod's cigar review. Rod's all ready for his sexy cigar review, ladies. So towards the end of the night, get out the things you need to enhance your listening pleasure. Because it's cigar porn.
That's right.
For those of you who have not really heard Rod do a review, he does a phenomenal review. And we just sit here with our mouths open going, uh-huh. No. Is he really talking about cigars, or is he talking about something else? Because this is like totally sexy, right, Trisha? I know Trisha Ann, she's out there listening. She knows, man. It's like cigar porn. It's really good.
Hello,
yeah,
Trisha.
Speaking of Trisha Ann, man, did you see the video she did from yesterday's fire ride here on Long Island?
What?
The fire ride that they had over here in Hicksville.
No.
Yeah, she did. She posted some really cool videos of the fire ride this weekend.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to see him because I don't know. I've been
working.
Oh, yeah, nice. Nonstop. So I'll make sure. Trisha, pop a link to one of your videos.
Yeah, please.
And share it, because that would be really cool.
Oh,
all right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was an interesting...
I would like to see it.
Yeah, so would our Motorcycle Mayhem fans.
The Mayhem fans.
Yeah. And
so,
we had...
anybody comment how nice the studio is? Gorgeous.
Can somebody comment so we can shut Johnny up, please?
Got rugs.
Yeah. I'm looking. Yeah, new boobies. That's right.
Cycle store.
They were talking about the boobs. Sorry about the studio.
Geez.
Jim's on. Hey, Jim. Chinisi.
Jim, how do you say it?
Chinisi.
Chinisi.
I said it. Chinisi. I said it right. I'm so proud of myself. David Hayes is in the house.
David Hayes is always in the house. No, I watched my phone go absolutely fucking crazy before.
Why?
Because David Hayes must have posted 95 times in every group, and that's dedication, man.
I know.
That's why.
Let me tell you something. He's an amazing guy. Man.
He is an amazing guy.
Him and all his group with these websites, they get him all over the place. Yes. Websites, Facebook pages. I mean,
David Hayes shares everybody and introduces us to really nice people. Why don't you tell everybody who you hung out with this weekend if they didn't see our video?
I hung out with Michael Allman,
Allman
is an awesome dude. I gotta tell you, he's just so real, man. We just hung out. We had some drinks together.
Where were you?
We laughed. I was at the Brian's Backyard Barbecue.
Are you having a Michael Allman moment?
Yeah. Yes.
I love you, Michael, but this is so cute. Because
we had a great time, man. And there was a lot of rock stars there. Who was there?
Joe Lanterna.
Evan Stanley, Paul Stanley's son, was hanging out, and that was pretty cool. And
did they all play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
okay.
Out of this
world.
Didn't go.
And what was the other guy from Alice Cooper? Or?
Dennis Dunaway.
Yeah, Dennis Conaway. Dunaway. Dennis Dunaway.
Oh, my
God. I know. Hey, I had a little, had a lot of beers this weekend. And also, give a shout-out to Randy the Wrench, man. He's always on our side, too, man.
Yeah, we tagged him in there. He's probably going to be calling in later.
Yeah, Randy the Wrench.
Yep.
So,
yeah, so where was this Brian's Barbecue?
Well, actually, it was up in Middletown, New York. I got it.
You know, I'm almost at the point where I'm going to say, can you two switch?
Yeah, right? Dawn, can you sit back here for a second, please?
Yeah. Well, when you go away, Dawn's going to be with you, so I won't have her, so.
All right, so. Well, we're supposed to be getting a phone call at 8:15.
Well, don't worry. People are running
late.
No,
I'm just worrying. I'm worrying because my iPad's going nuts over here.
What's the matter with your iPad?
It's still stuck in the beginning.
Well, you're not supposed to be watching it. You're supposed to be paying attention to phone calls coming in.
Well, that's what.
Whoa. And stop looking at those boobs.
He went back to the boobs again.
Angie Bean, he put up another one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you people are killing me. Oh, I'm going to give some shout-out. Randy the Wrench is online as we speak. So that's cool. And you can lower the volume now so nobody can hear you or us or as an echo, which would be really nice. I have to refresh the feed because... Right. You're really screwing me up here. But before our phone call comes in, I'm just going to mention something. Like, on the way here, we totally... Oh, tell them what happened to you today on the way to work.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, boy.
I don't know his name. I'm driving on the Throg's Neck Bridge, okay?
Yeah.
Not the Whitestone, the Throg's Neck.
I know.
That leads from Queens to the Bronx, okay?
Right.
And somebody pulls up next to me and starts waving at me, but I'm doing something. I'm... I was eating, all right? I was eating. I was enjoying my meal. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, you know when you notice somebody had a corny eye?
Yeah.
Right? I look down, it's this guy, he's got the window open, he's got waving his hand. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, you ride? I'm like, yeah. He's like, fucking hey. I'm like, well, you got to check out Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. I was trying to throw him stickers, what I was telling you. I wanted to throw him stickers through his window.
Right.
But he pulled off. So I was like, ah, oh, I wish I would have got one in there, but... It was so cool. It was like, how did you know I wrote?
And then what happened after you gave him the sticker? What did he do?
He texted it.
Yeah.
He started writing to us on the...
He messaged. So
wall.
Give a shout out to Caleb.
Caleb? What is that?
Don't pronounce the last name. You'll botch it.
Okay. Caleb?
Caleb. Dude.
Dude. The guy driving in the white car on the Throg's Neck. Not the Whitestone. The Throg's Neck Bridge. Right.
And for those of you from out of state, you don't want to be on that bridge either.
No, that
no but that was really cool, man. You hand him a sticker. He likes the page. He sent you a message.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, now we're shouting him out on the show, which is great.
Okay, we got a phone call coming in. Let's take it. Hello, and you are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who we got?
Hey, guys. It's Ida Valenti from Life Unloaded.
Hi, Ida. Hi, Ida. How are you? Are you there with Paul?
I am here with Paul.
How you doing? Our connection's a little staticky. Hold on one second.
That's on her side.
No, I know. Can you just raise maybe her volume a little bit? Is that up as far as you can go? Okay. So for those of you that don't know, we have Ida Valenti and Paul on the line right now. And Ida, why don't you tell everybody what you and Paul are going to be doing on July, well, you're leaving July 15th, but July 13th, I think, is the official
part. No, July 15th is the day that we're leaving.
Okay, so let everybody know what you're doing.
So we are going on a trip around the world. We are taking two Suzuki's, DR650s. Paul had come up with this idea of unloading his life and going on a journey of a lifetime.
Wow.
And he and I had met through the Cold Finger Run. I'm sure you guys are familiar with that.
Yes, we are. Cold Finger Run.
We are.
Yep. Yes. And we met actually not this year, the previous year. And we stayed in touch through, you know, just texting and teasing each other where we went over the summer and whatnot.
Cool.
So then I met up with him, and he told me that he was going, and I'm a photographer. So I said, hey, why don't I come with you? Because I want to do the same thing, and I'd like to have some company. So that's how it all started. So we're going to be going around. It's going to take us a couple of years. And,
I can't believe you're doing that. That's amazing.
That's fantastic. Are you kidding me?
I love it.
That is fantastic.
I just love the fact that you could just drop everything.
Yeah, just go.
Awesome.
Now, how do you plan on, like, say you're going around the world, right? So I guess you arrange...
What's the trip pattern going
to be? Yeah, like, to put the bikes on boats and stuff? I guess you got to do that, right?
Yep. if once you leave America, you'd be amazed at what you could pull off with other countries and customs and shipping and freighters. You'd be amazed what you could do out of Argentina or even out of Brazil.
Yeah,
Chile too.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now, you guys just got back from doing a little, like a quickie, as they say, right? Didn't you just do something quick through the United States? How many quick miles did you prep for this trip?
We were out for 18 days. We did 7,100 miles.
Wow.
We went all the way out to New Mexico and went into Arizona. Obviously, we had to get there and back as well. We did some off-road training with a company called West 38 Moto. They're out of Colorado. So we did some training with them, so it prepares us to endure what we're going to, you know, be going through, some
right.
training and stuff. So
okay.
it's always good to learn. You never know everything, so
right.
that was awesome.
And what do you have to do medically to prepare for this trip? Do you have to get do you have to make sure you have certain vaccinations and you know, up to date on all your shots and your, what do you got to do? I mean,
there's a lot of
you spoke to me briefly, but maybe you can let everybody know. I mean, this is, how long has the prep time been for you to plan for this trip and what you had to do?
Well, some vaccinations you have to wait 6 months, like 3 months in between each shot, and then it takes like 6 months, let's say, to get all the doses in. So we had to do Hep A and B. We definitely had to get yellow fever vaccination to get it to some of the countries.
Wow.
So, you know, just be generally healthy. I've been working out and trying to get myself fit that way. I wouldn't want Paul to be picking up my motorcycle all the time.
Right.
Although I'm picking up his bike more often than he'll help me. But that's
usually the case. So that's all right. Girl power. Girl power. But before I forget, I want to just give a quick shout out to our mutual friend Terry, who introduced you to me. Thanks for your patience. And Terry, if you're listening, thank you for introducing
Terry
to us. Yeah.
Hello, Terry.
Soft, fit, and pervious in Riverhead. We got to give her a shout out. Definitely.
That's right. Now, has she been training you for this?
Well, not her personally, but her staff. Yes. So those guys there are really good. I told them I needed basically to train for a marathon, running a marathon every couple of days. So they've been, helping me get to where I should be or as ready as I could be anyway.
Wow. Now, where I want to drop some links on here. Where can people follow you on this journey that you guys are doing? Because it sounds like something you're going to be videotaping and documenting this, right, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yes, okay. We have a YouTube channel already set up. There's a bunch of episodes on there from, you know, just the process of us meeting and meeting with sponsors and buying our motorcycles, getting them ready, that kind of stuff. We do have a YouTube channel. It's called Life Unloaded RTW. And the RTW, for you guys that don't know, stands for Round the World.
Nice.
I'd like to take credit for that, but I did not. That was a term that was a
pretty cool though.
Before I came,
cool.
So it's Life Unloaded is one word, and then there's a space RTW. That's the YouTube account. And then if you go to LifeUnloadedRTW.com, that's our website, and then from there you can link to our Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram as well.
Okay, cool. Because I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to follow you.
Definitely.
And
that would be awesome.
Now, do you
if there are questions, while we're out there, people can, ask us questions and we'll get back to them as soon as we have internet, Once you leave the country, it's kind of, it's spotty, so.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
It's really like the Larry Moe and Curly show between the two of us.
It's like the Three Stooges over here, so we're getting along good.
One, but I'm sure my double personality will fill in for that.
Don't be so hard.
When we were in Arizona, we were known as the New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And they just, leave them alone, they're from New York. You don't understand, they're from New York.
Right.
So that's how this whole thing really, really came together. It's the two freaks. Idiot New Yorkers trying to go around the world. So it's like a Chinese fire drill or a monkey humping a football.
Can imagine.
At least it's not that. What is that? That baby monkey, baby puppy monkey, baby.
What?
What? I don't know. There's this really stupid commercial with a puppy combination, puppy monkey baby. When you said monkey thing, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, sorry. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
You know what's funny is that they're going around the world on this trip, right?
Right.
They're gonna be gone for what? A year? You said?
No.
A couple years.
Two years. I would say 2 years.
Me and my wife, we plan a trip to Jersey. I'm constantly on a map looking at things. And I'm changing it every other day, driving her nuts. Can you imagine me and her going around the world?
No.
I think she'd fucking kill me.
No.
I know she will.
She would. Yeah.
Does she kill herself?
If you meet up with us, we'll send you GPS coordinates so you can find us.
That would be great.
Well, if you're in Chile, send me the coordinates. I'll find you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rod has family there. So if you do end up in Chile, send us a message like before you get there, and he'll make sure you meet some of his friends and family there.
If you go down south, I got a buddy of mine who has a touring company.
Where in Chile?
In Chile, yeah. If you go down south to the Patagonia region, check out Moto Patagonia, and ask for Daniel. Mm-hmm. He'll hook you up with some great roads to tour and stuff, and he'd love to see some New Yorkers.
Wow, and if you pass any good barbecue places, you know.
Yeah, you got to let Johnny know every barbecue place there is in the world. Yeah,
we really, seriously. We really would like you guys to check in anytime you want. That'd be nice. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Now, how are you going to deal with the time change? Because sometimes it's like in Australia, for instance, if you end up there, it's tomorrow.
Do you have
one of those watches or something that shows you what time it is back home in New York? So and the day and stuff. I mean, because I have a hard enough time with daylight savings time, let alone trying to figure out. You know what I mean?
When you're on the road for this long, you don't even know hours. You forget what day it is.
Right.
You forget we've forgotten almost what week it was at some point.
Oh wow.
It's a problem. So, I mean, what time is it? I don't know. Is it noon? Is the sun up? It all kind of blends together after a while.
As long as you find camp before dark, we're good.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, but go to bed. I just got up. No, go to bed.
Now, do you have to pack any rations or anything like that with you just in case, like an emergency kit, so you have like a day or two of food and water if you're...
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have everything... We have everything from tools to food to medical. We're both the same blood type, so if we need to share blood, we can do it.
Oh, that's perfect.
Excellent.
Stick a hydraulic line in each arm.
You guys are awesome.
Hopefully we don't have to do that, but, if the need arises, hopefully we're prepared. We try to prepare for everything.
Right.
But, you know, you can't always, and that's kind of when the adventure starts, is when the shit hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the most interesting part of this whole trip is meeting people, the different cultures, and meeting the locals. People are going to tell you to go see things that you would never find. You know, unless you ran into certain people and they say, hey, why don't you go check this out? And then you kind of go, all right, well, we're not doing anything. Like, go check it out. So,
like what Rogers told you to do. Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah.
You'll have a blast down there.
So,
well, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
And have the best of time down there.
Awesome.
And, you know, I just want to recommend you definitely, when you're in Chile, you know, go down into Santiago and, meet up with some of the guys. You'll see their names here on the Facebook page from Chile, and look those guys up.
Oh, okay.
They're usually hanging out at a bar called Bar Renee, and these guys are great people. They got a little clubhouse there that they're actually sitting there watching us right now in Chile, watching the show.
Awesome.
So, hola a todos a Chile, and my uncle just popped on too.
Hola a todos a Chile.
My uncle Arturo is
on
here right now.
I don't know what
right
I just said, but it sounded good.
Yeah.
Kind
of
tasty.
He said hello to everybody in Chile.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a great riding community in Chile, and like I said, when you go down south to Patagonia, look up Daniel over at Moto Patagonia. Check him out. Give him a call. He'll give you some incredible roads to ride.
Yeah.
And incredible volcanoes to go up.
And we're going to wave to you, Ida and Paul. Thank you. So when you guys replay the video, you can see it.
See us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great time.
God bless you both.
Best
and we'll
luck.
Be watching, and you can call us in during your journey.
Check in with us.
Thank you.
Please.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much for having us on, guys.
All right, you got it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So who was calling? You want to call
back?
I believe it was
Jeff.
It was Jeff. Jeff, hang on one sec. Cool. We're just bing, bang, bang boom. This is the extended show.
Yes.
It's the extended version. It's going to get crazy.
It's so loud.
Okay. Hi, you've reached.
End it.
What was that?
No, I wanted to leave a message.
Did you just call 1-800-PORN?
No, he didn't.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
What's happening, buddy? This is Jeff, Bobby Stamper from Carolina Customs.
You know, it's freaking awesome to finally get to talk to you, man.
How are you, Jeff?
What's going on?
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Was that your little girl on your voicemail there?
hey, look, the main thing, you know, that I can get out there is how we're, you know, you go to the motorcycle shops. Most women that walk inside of a motorcycle shop is, she's real skittish and scared. We're a family shop. People come in our shop and see it's a family atmosphere. First thing you notice when you walk in our door is kids' toys, along with kids' V-twin motors sitting there for kids to tear apart and put back together.
I can imagine that. That's awesome, though. You can tell it's a family place, you know? And your place, I looked at it on Facebook. It looks awesome, man.
Yeah.
At any point in time, man, you can walk in and see kids in our shop. You know, kids come in and mess around. We got all ages of kids that come in and mess around in the shop. And I think a lot of them, that's what they look forward to. They get to the shop and they leave their parents at the front door and they commence to run into the back.
Right. Wow. Now, Jeff, what is it that you actually, like, your shop, you customize your own bikes, or people bring their bikes to you?
We're actually a full-blown shop, man. We sell merchandise. We sell riding gear, helmets, a little bit of everything in the front. We do full service on any make and models.
Cool.
We've got over 40 years experience inside the shop as far as fab work and mechanic work goes.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Cool. Pretty cool. And so when can I bring my bike in there to get a barbecue put on the back of it?
He's still talking about that.
Right in. I'm ready. Look, I've done a lot of things to bikes. I just got done building a trike for a lady rider, and I've done a lot of crazy stuff to bikes, built coolers for bikes, drag-along cooler racks. I built trikes that drugs hearse behind them, and the only thing I've never done is a barbecue grill, and that's what we're going to do.
We're going to do that because we're going to get down there.
Yeah.
Real soon.
You know, it's the first time for everything, right?
It's a sad thought, though. That bike's never going
to
move.
Come down and check out this beach atmosphere. Very seldom you get to walk in the shop and see guys wearing flip-flops and shorts.
Nice. That's the way to work, man. That's the way to do it, though, man. Yeah, the best of two worlds down there. Beach bikes.
Everybody around us knows when they first all seen us move in, it was kind of, wow, this is a bike shop moving in here. And then all of a sudden here on Fridays and Saturdays, they got the smell of fish stews and stuff cooking over there.
Oh, man.
Running around the parking lot. Now we've become a community eating place.
Wow. Now, you're located in Moorhead City, North Carolina. That's where the shop is? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We're right on the coast.
I tell you.
Nice.
I did a trip back in 2009. We rode our bikes from Long Island to Myrtle Beach, and we went through the Outer Banks. And that last ferry ride back to the mainland, there was a hurricane out in the ocean.
Oh, wow.
That the guy that was driving the boat was telling us, you guys got to stand outside with your bikes and hold them up. And the water was coming over the sides. And that night, we ended up in Moorhead City.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's where we ended up.
Wow.
And it was a great night.
Nice. Yeah. So, did it treat you good there?
They treated me great there. We got out the next morning, we all washed our bikes, and we saw a landscaper, so we used this blower to blow all the bikes off. I washed my bikes.
Yeah, you had to with all that salt water. Forget it. It blot away all that.
There's a lot of things we got here, man, and we got just what you love, and that's barbecue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, I can imagine. Well, we're going to go down to Camel City Bike Fest, and maybe we can swing on by.
We can make a detour.
We'll have to do the local pub here. We've got a killer place here in town, man. Jack's Bar. It's a killer place on the water, man. It's well known right here. We'll all burn that place up one good night.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Awesome, man.
That sounds really great. And now you just celebrated an anniversary with the shop. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. We every first year we've done a big anniversary party, and we decided it went for good, and we enjoyed seeing every walk to life come out. So we've made it a routine to every year on that day we have our party and have live bands in our bays. And
nice.
Excellent. And we will make it to your next one. I promise you.
Yeah,
we wanted to make it to this one, but we couldn't. Well, we will make it to the next one.
Yeah, we have a heavy schedule.
We do.
Well, y'all got to get down here and check us out. We'll do some fishing and some grilling and some partying.
You know it.
And he puts the greatest pictures on Facebook also.
He's got some really cool pictures, man.
You have some good taste there, my friend.
Yes,
sir. Well, y'all show up, and we'll get a little all in, and the best part of it, we'll get to do that beach cruise later in the afternoon.
Nice. That would be wonderful, nice. Jeff. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us pretty much from the beginning.
Yes, you have.
You really have. From the beginning, and we appreciate that.
Man, I love sharing y'all. Y'all are the best.
Thank you very much, man. And, Jeff, I want to thank you for calling the show. I finally got to talk to you. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to talking to you in the future. And
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. Me too. I want to hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Yes, brother. All y'all be good now, and let's get together soon. Let's make a fun day out of it.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
We will, for sure.
Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Jeff. That was awesome.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that great? That's just like what you keep saying. I'll let you keep saying it all the time. Say it.
The show is all about this, man. It's about, we're bikers and getting together and networking and everybody becoming friends and everybody having a good time.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is very amazing. And, we're meeting so many great people.
Yeah. And
we haven't even met them yet.
Yeah, we just talked to them.
There's people we've talked to, yes.
This just came about out of, the little peanut of a brain you have over there.
We
started this a couple months back, and look where we are today, man.
That's right.
I know. It's awesome.
An incredible amount of people out there.
Yep.
And thank you so much to everybody out there.
Yeah, everybody's been part of us. Everybody's
been amazing.
Fantastic. Now, we got to, hold on. I got to see if we got a message from your road buddy there.
My road buddy.
Oh, yeah. He's listening. How cool is that, man?
Hey, how was I driving today? Was I driving?
No.
God, please.
Please do not ever follow Johnny.
Yeah, next time you see him, try to, get off the ramp, get out of the way.
And we were on the Throg's Neck, all right? Not the Whitestone, though.
So. Is he still on the Throg's
Neck? I don't know. He's still on the...
in this state, it could be possible.
What time is Johnny... Did we mention that Johnny Lang was calling in?
I mentioned it, yes.
Did I have a brain, what?
Johnny Lang calls in at 8:45. And Johnny Lang has been to so many bike events.
I can't keep up with him. I actually have to go look at the page.
I think he's back home now.
Is he?
No, actually, I think he's in Sturgis right now doing something.
Why would he be in Sturgis?
He had to go out there to do something, but he'll tell us what it's all about.
Speaking of a strip club, did you happen to meet the New York...
They weren't there. I was the representative of Strip Club Choppers. Yes, I was.
Because he wore the shirt.
Yes, I wore the shirt, and I was the representative.
He was the representative because our weather event... I think something happened with that because we got hit with really bad weather or something. And pretty much. Oh, we have a caller. I wonder who it could be.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Caleb. How are you?
Caleb!
Wow.
Hey, what's up, brother?
All right, so those of you.
Yeah, I was just listening.
So, how did you know? What made you ask me if I was rode a bike today? What happened there?
Oh, you know what? You have a bumper sticker that said, "Watch out for motorcycles."
Right.
See?
And, on your I don't know if it's an 18-wheeler.
No, it's a 6-foot.
But it was a
small truck.
Okay, yeah.
Baby truck.
But it was, that's what took me to that. Because, it's good. I didn't know if you were a rider or not, but I figured you were. But it's just so many people on the road that don't like motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And we know.
I know. Trust me. Yeah, we know that. But you know what? And there's something to do.
That's really cool, though. Exactly. You saw his watch out for motorcycles, and you got his attention. And now look what happened.
Okay, you go to show. You never know who you're going to run into on the road, right?
We should get out.
Yeah, you never know. It's so crazy how that happened.
And now we have another fan.
Where do you live, Caleb? Do you live in the New York area?
Yeah, I'm out in Suffolk County. I'm out in North Babylon.
Oh, you're not too far from our studio.
Okay, yeah.
That's cool. We're in Suffolk County too. So
yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm a little further east. Let me ask you a question. What do you ride? obviously.
Actually, I'm a new writer.
Okay.
I started writing in 2014, so this is like my third season, something like that.
And, okay. And what do you write?
I got a Ninja 300.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people give me...
I'm sure they do.
A lot of people give me a lot of, you know... a lot of flack over the 300, but I just didn't want to. I like the sport design of it, and I just didn't want like a super sport bike to be my first bike or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
So, I want to learn properly.
No, that's good. Now, have you been taking safety courses, or did you sign up for any of that?
No. Yeah, I took the MSF course to get my license. So it was
beautiful.
You know, it was very comprehensive.
Good. Very good.
Yeah,
all right, man. Well,
now, I definitely recommend it.
And now you're part of our family. See that?
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
there you go.
All I got to say is, I'm glad I didn't cut this guy off.
So now.
Like everybody else, there. You do.
You were on the phone, though. Like beeping the horn.
I know. I yell at him all the time.
I was checking my map.
He was checking his map, but he has the headset.
Good answer.
Oh, we have to cut you off short because we have a phone call coming in a minute now.
But Caleb, listen, man,
keep
cool,
listening.
Right?
Yeah,
that's so cool.
I'm glad you're part of our family now, and call anytime, brother. All right?
Thank you, Caleb.
Yeah,
keep in touch.
I look forward to meeting you guys again in person.
Oh, you'll see us around.
We'll
see
you, man. You will. All right, brother?
All right, thank you. I'm going to listen now.
Okay,
take care,
cool.
Man.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
How freaking awesome is that,
that's
man?
That's awesome shit, man. That's
thank
cool
God
shit.
And he rides, and he took the MSF Foundation safety course.
Right.
That's how you do it. You ride, you just, you know, hop on the bike, you know. I do things the right way.
That's
I don't do
how you
things
do
old
you
school.
Do?
But I took a safety course, and MSF is one of the better ones to take. Actually, a shout out to Dana from Queensborough Motorcycle Club. He is an instructor.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. For I can't even say it. MSF, Motorcycle Safety Foundation.
Excellent.
So he teaches people how to ride. So
excellent.
That was cool.
Excellent. Yeah. That was really nice, man.
That was.
You
really
know, you
nice.
Never know who you're going to run into on the road.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
It's amazing what a sticker could do.
It's amazing what a hello.
A hello.
A hello can do.
Can do.
Yes.
And when is our caller calling in?
It's only 8:43.
Oh, so I got 2 minutos.
Calm down.
So, well, hold on. So talking about what a hello can do.
Okay.
So I stopped at your friendly 7-Eleven on the way here.
Well,
and there was these really two cool young dudes hanging out outside, you know, talking about the Long Island Teen Challenge International.
Okay.
It's an organization that helps troubled teens dealing with addiction, and I thought it was great. And I had a really nice conversation with Joe and Daniel. I remembered. I gave them stickers. They said they were going to listen to the show, which is really cool. And they're doing a really great thing.
Wait,
so
on,
shout
on.
Out to you boys.
Wait.
This chair squeaking.
We got, hold on.
And now it's time for Johnny Lang's Strip Club Chopper Road Report.
Johnny, how much do you love that?
Wonderful.
No, it's not. I mean, I like it, but it blows out my ears all the time, man.
I'm glad you turned down my headphones today.
What's up, Johnny Lang? How are you, sir?
What's going on, Johnny?
Good, man. We missed you last week. I guess you guys had, like, power outage or something.
Yeah.
And the week before, I was just worn slap out. I had been traveling for 3 weeks. I was actually driving. Trying to get home from up near the Detroit area after that long weekend we had with the show up there, and we ended up hanging out with the guys from Saving Abel, good friends of mine.
Nice. I saw those pictures, really cool.
Yeah, great, great guys, man. And they came by the booth all day and got them some new swag, and then like three of the four guys wore the clothes on stage.
Cool,
wow.
And I'm taking pictures, and people are like, hey, you look like you were really close on those pictures. I'm like, yeah, I was standing on the stage.
That's awesome. Johnny, are you away from the phone?
No, I sound like it.
Yeah, no. You do.
Is that any better?
Yeah, stick it right up to your lips, baby.
All
right. Thank you, so we can hear you chat.
So that was awesome. I saw those pictures of Saving Abel with the shirts on. So
yeah, they're really, really good guys. We had a good time up there. They really put on a good act, and they opened up for the Theory of a Dead Man, and those guys were great too.
Awesome.
So it was a
good weekend there. Great. We had quiet ride and nice. Buckchair the day before. So
cool.
Four really good bands.
That's excellent. Excellent.
So you look like you were having some fun over the weekend with my buddy Michael Allman.
I had a great time with him, actually. How was I for a spokesman? Was I all right?
Oh, you were great. Right. Mike's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a really good guy.
He's a good friend of mine. He's got a lot of strip club topper swag himself.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, good dude.
So, so he's a really good guy.
Did he play?
Yeah, he played. He was awesome, too.
Yeah,
all the good stuff.
He reminds me of his dad when he plays. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And his looks, too. I mean, I've never met his dad. I saw his dad play, but I never met his dad.
Right.
But when he's singing, it's kind of like his dad singing.
Yeah, yeah. And he did an incredible job.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I had him booked at a couple of events years ago, and then we became friends. So he's a good dude.
That'd be cool, yeah. He was happy to see that you said hello. He's
Yeah, he's a good guy. We run across each other quite a bit across the country, you know, awesome. Doing different events and stuff.
Yeah, sure you do.
My guy who was supposed to be up there, my New York franchise guy, was supposed to be at the event. Right. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
So.
Well, I was there.
I know you were representing, all so right. I appreciate that.
So where are you now?
I'm actually in back in Daytona, Ormond Beach, where I live.
Okay.
For a minute here, and then I'm off to my next event is, well, when I call in next time, I will be in Muskegon, Michigan.
Wow.
I'm going up there to do the show in Muskegon. Some people know it as Bike Time, Muskegon Bike Time, but it's called Rebel Road. I'm actually helping run that rally.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we'll be there for that is July 13th to the 16th up in Muskegon. So that's and we'll be doing our bike show up there, and Jasmine Kane's playing. She's a good friend of mine.
Nice. I've
probably heard of her.
It's great.
She's fantastic, so she'll be up there with us. Then I'm going to take a couple of weeks off up in Upper Wisconsin. Well, that's where I'm from, you know, Wisconsin. I'll take a little vacation.
Jeez.
And then I'm off to Sturgis, and I sent you a couple of pieces of information there.
Yep.
We're actually going to have four booths in Sturgis, it looks like.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know.
Right? That's a big one.
Is one of those booths just for Johnny?
So we will be at the. I'll personally, me and my setup will be at the Buffalo Chip.
Oh, okay.
And we will be debuting the new Strip Club Chopper trike there.
Oh, very nice.
That's being finished up right now. It's going to come out on a semi from the Philadelphia area. My buddy's up there. He can bring it out for me.
Okay.
So that's going to have a 30-inch front wheel on it. It's going to have a stripper stage on the back.
Oh, man.
Built on airbags.
Wow.
Really?
With subwoofers and amps inside the stage.
Holy crap.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Oh, my God.
We're going to video that while we're there. And then also my new promo model, Elle, the girl with the blonde dreadlocks.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
She'll be signing her new posters in Sturgis.
That'll excellent.
Can you send us one of her posters, please, so we can hang it on the wall?
I want one from me, too.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. So we got some stuff. And then Cooking for Sturgis will also have setups at the Full Throttle. At Glencoe and mm-hmm. one downtown.
Nice.
Wow.
So I'm going to be a little bit busy.
You will be busy. Yes, you are.
So you're going to have all your, probably you're going to have all your staff with you so you can do all that, correct?
Well, what I do is I bring out franchises. And I set them in different places. So okay, I have the Illinois, Missouri franchise will be in at the Full Throttle.
Right.
And my Ohio, Michigan franchise, brand new. They just bought a brand new 30-foot trailer. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at the Glencoe.
Nice.
And then a good buddy of mine, Big Scotty, and he's from New York. He has a big spot downtown, so he's gonna give me like a large part of one of his tents down there on Junction and LaSalle, right on the corner, which is right in downtown. And then he'll run that for me. But we'll have a big part of his tent, like 10 by 15 feet inside his tent.
Oh, nice.
So we'll be busy.
Yeah. You will be. You will be for sure. Wow, so, that's awesome.
But I like keeping busy, as you know.
Yeah.
And keeps me out of mischief. So, but for all your listeners, just so you know, we do have a Sturgis special going on right now on the website. So if you order anything between now and, I don't know, whenever I change my mind, you get a free koozie. And a free decal, one of our world-famous Fuck You decals.
Nice.
And you get one of those with every order. And,
excellent.
So Yeah, so all the Motorcycle Mayhem people, you know, out there are listening. Mm-hmm. Get your order in, and we'll get you taken care of.
Nice.
Awesome. I need a decal for the back of my pickup truck.
You do?
I do. I got to get one back there.
We'll have to get you one of those.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yep. So we're
make him work for it, Johnny.
Yeah, get on the pole.
Make him get on the pole for a sticker. That would be cool.
Yeah,
I'll get on the pole.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to lay on the table, and the subwoofer is going to vibrate that belly of yours.
Hopefully,
I just want to welcome aboard. I got a new franchise that came on board this morning, as a matter of fact, and it's Strip Club Choppers East, and they're based out of Connecticut, and they're going to be covering Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's up in your neck of the woods. Much the Northeast is blanketed now. So,
fantastic.
That's perfect.
Fantastic, yes.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Really nice guy. He's out of, like I said, he's out of Connecticut. He does, also has a division of his general contracting company. He already builds bikes, so he and I are already brainstorming on bikes for him to build. So he's going to be a good representative up there. He was asking me, he goes, you know, I'm thinking about building a trike with like a 32-inch front wheel, and I sent him a picture. I go, you mean like this? How did you do that? I'm building one right now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
He goes, can I build one? I'm like, absolutely.
The more the merrier.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure your trike has the ladies on the rims, right? The strip pole ladies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a 30-inch front wheel. It's that big black wheel that I put.
Yeah,
that's
I saw that.
Wheel.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the big wheel on the front. It's got an air ride on the front, air ride on the back. It's going to be so loud. it'll be like we'll have our own concert when we pull up.
Oh, yeah. Like that's sweet, man.
It's going to be like a concert when we pull up. Yeah.
That is nice.
Oh, my God.
Gotta love it, man.
Yeah.
We'll hear you before we see you.
Exactly.
Pretty much is what's going to happen.
So we're going to debut that. The official debut will be during the World Sexiest Bagger Show at the Buffalo Chip, which is on Wednesday the 9th.
Okay.
Cool.
Excellent.
Can't wait,
so
man.
Anyway,
I can't wait to hang out with Johnny Lang, too, man.
So other than that, I got nothing going on.
Wow, what a boring life.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll give you some suggestions.
Awesome.
No,
Johnny.
That would be great. I'm trying to look at the feed right now to see if anybody had any questions. But you pretty much answered just about everything.
Yeah, well, I try to keep people informed. Plus, it's been a couple weeks since I talked to you, so.
That's right. So you had a lot of stuff to share.
Information with you.
Yeah.
Jeff on Facebook just wrote, those rims are sick.
They are sick. Yeah. Did you see them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
They're outrageous.
I mean, all the parts that he's got, I'm like, I'm going to buy like every single one of them.
Yeah, we started making shift linkages again full time, and then I started also making the speaker grills again because we're getting a lot of inquiries on that. So
Nice.
We'll start making all that stuff again, and we got a new ladies tank top we just came out with pink on it.
Sweet.
I'll buy that.
Another men's T-shirt. I always, like, at least twice a year, I debut new clothes. It's always for Daytona, you know, at the start of the year. And then Sturgis,
I
always introduce some new clothes also. So we've got some new stuff coming out for Sturgis.
Sweet.
Wow.
So,
Let me ask you, did you get anywhere on the car cover?
No, I have not got anywhere in the car cover. I've been taking it easy. I haven't been doing much, you know. So, I have not got anywhere in the car cover. I think I might go with the bike cover first.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, right? A nice, like, pop-up car bike cover.
That'd be great. Yeah. Definitely.
Exactly.
Hey, are you going to Biketoberfest this year?
I will be running the Boot Hill property in Ormond for the Biketoberfest.
Oh, nice.
That's when I'm going to finally get to meet you.
Yes, in October. Yeah. Can you wait that long, Johnny?
Not
you, Johnny. Him, Johnny.
I'm sure he can't wait to meet
Johnny 1, Johnny 2.
I'm like, oh, brother, this guy's coming down here.
Do a live broadcast from the booth and stuff.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could do that.
We'll make it happen, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic. You kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll give people, do some live stuff there. And, we're right in Ormond. We're right across from the Iron Horse, down the street from the Broken Spoke. And near the Beaver Bar, so we're right kind of in the middle of it. I run that property there. I mainly put vendors on the property, but we have a lot of people that come by to see us, and I do free bike parking, which the bikers appreciate. So our lot gets pretty full.
Awesome. So you're over there, where they have that clown in the booth where you got to throw a ball at him, drop him in the water.
Right next door.
So how do you hear his laugh all the way by you?
Oh my! Well, I would if I didn't have my stereo turned up very loud. I would hear him. He's just like, he's brutal, man. It's brutal.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched him. Me and my wife were rolling watching this guy.
Yeah, he's relentless, man. And I mean, you can't say nothing. Yeah. You know, he's, I mean, he just, it's kind of disgusting. You know?
It's like, he's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
He's not. I've got a visual. Listen, don't ruin my sausage party movie, okay? I saw that last night. Finally. Listen, but there's this guy on the feed here, Tim Yarosh?
Yarosh?
Yeah, he wants to know why the walrus wants to know how we got an SEC banner and he never got one, so you might want to help him out a little.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. When he can call and ask me clearly for one, I'll send him one.
There you go, Tim!
Clearly!
Clearly!
That's an inside joke. He's a very, very good friend of mine. He ran Strip Club Chopper Radio.
Oh, okay.
And he got into a motorcycle accident recently.
Oh goodness.
And it caused him to have speech problems.
Okay.
And he's an MC, DJ, comedian for a living. So if he can't speak clearly, that's tough. That's tough for him for making a living. So let's all think a good thought for Timmy.
Yep.
And
we
put
will.
Our prayers, and maybe we can get his speech back for him, and then I'll send him his banner.
All right.
There you go. There's his goal right there.
He's a great guy and a great friend of mine.
Excellent.
We're shouting out to you, Tim, and Johnny says, hey, I know he's listening, so.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
He's a good dude.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. But, Johnny, always, thank you for calling in, man.
Yep.
We love you, man. You're a big part of the show for us, and we appreciate everything you do.
I appreciate everything you guys are doing for me, and I'm happy to call in, and next time I talk to you, I'll be up in Michigan, all right?
Sounds good, brother.
Bring me home some. Oh, that's Wisconsin.
What?
Cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting the states.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too, Johnny.
Later, brother.
When he said Wisconsin earlier, I got messed up because I wanted cheese.
Oh, well, Wisconsin is cheese.
Yeah, but now he's going to Michigan.
Oh, okay.
The totally different place. But again, Tim, all our friends and Mayhem fans that are on the feed, give a shout out to, I'm just going to put him up here right now. I'm going to post
Tim
it
Yarosh.
In case. At Tim Yarosh. He's really good friends with Johnny Lang and was part of his radio show. And we wish you a speedy recovery.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah. And you'll get your banner when, as what Johnny said. I don't want to repeat what he said. You guys are good friends. So, but, yeah, we wish you a speedy recovery on that, man. And you'll get there. No problem. And you'll get your banner.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be bigger than ours. So there you go.
I don't know how much bigger that can be.
Well, yeah, pretty huge. So that's totally awesome. So are we going to go to break, or did you want to say something?
No, I'm going to go to break. I had it right here.
Johnny's playing with his buttons again, folks.
Oh, my God.
Bear with us while we go to break.
I'm ready.
I'm ready whenever you is.
We'll be right back.
Yes, we will.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. Have you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you. Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
That's right. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
So listen, when Rod gets back in here,
what?
Okay, if we have time, maybe we should do the Fat Boy Challenge weigh-in. You know,
it was a rough weekend for me. I don't know.
Because right now, everything is kind of like, you know, weighing heavy down while you're sitting. It's towards the end of the night. Things are swelling.
Yep.
You know, Dawn's got the scale ready. We're going to take some pictures and post them on this feed. Dawn, you can do that, right, Dawn? Yeah. Dawn will definitely do that. So, Rod.
Yes.
But that means I got to stand up, right?
You have to stand up. Yes.
Or I'll just put the scale right there. So I don't want to move. I'm lazy.
You don't have to move. Dawn's there.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
how are you going to get to the scale?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How are you going to get to the scale?
I'll get behind you.
Oh, the scale, we can give it to you.
I might rub my junk on your back a little bit. But.
Oh, you, no, that's disgusting.
You can't reach out with your belly sticking out.
Thank you, Dawn.
Did you hear my wife?
She got
in
you.
In case you didn't hear it.
Oh, my God.
I hope you guys can hear Dawn. You're beautiful.
Mic.
We're going to get Dawn a mic.
Yeah, it's got
because
a mic up there.
She truly has to live with this fat boy over here. So we got some time. Let's get the goddamn
something.
Scale. So for those of you who don't know, okay,
it's on, now.
On our event on our event page, on our Facebook page under events, is the Fat Boy Challenge. And we weighed these two in 2 weeks ago. I'm going to actually get a link to the event page. Johnny, I think you were 300.2, and Rod was 327.2. And the contest is whoever loses the most weight by the time they get to the Camel City Bike Fest on September 9th with Biker Trash Nation.
Biker Trash Nation, baby.
The loser has to get dressed up as a pinup girl. Yeah, and strut the stage in an outfit picked out by the First Lady from Biker Trash Nation. So this could be an extremely interesting event for the loser.
Yes.
So
I just want to say I want gold sequins.
Yeah, I know. Mike, hold on 1 second. I have to enter fit on screen. Zoom out.
Either or, man. I'm hitting the barbecue hard after that.
No, I know.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You hit the barbecue hard yesterday, didn't you?
Oh,
you hit the barbecue all weekend.
There were some good-ass ribs there. Boy, holy shit.
No, I know. So let me go on the feed here because I got to do what I got to say I got to do before we do the weight. But if anybody wants to guess how much weight Johnny has lost right now.
Hit it.
Put it on the feed now, and whoever came the closest will send you a sticker. A sticker. Not a sticker.
Do I have to get up?
A sticker. Yeah, you got to get up.
Okay.
Oh, this is retarded, this stupid length.
What do they win if they guess my weight loss?
A sticker.
That's
right now. I mean, how much weight you've lost in the last 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Lucky you. Oh, it's Wayne. Hold on. I don't know how to touch it. I'm on. Hello, Wayne.
What is up?
Oh, my God. He's rubbing his belly on my back, man. He's got to get to the scale. Dawn, you got your...
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God, Wayne. I'm dying over here. Hold on a minute.
Aren't you kind of used to people rubbing their belly on your back?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. All right, Johnny's on the scale. Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
Johnny's weighing in right now.
I
want
to see if the lights flash this time.
Ding. How much does he weigh, Dawn? Take a picture.
293.5.
Nice. Wow. Johnny's weighing in. Johnny weighs in. Hold on. Weighs in at 293.5?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds like a radio station. 93.5. Shock yes. Radio. Okay. There we go. Okay. Well, no plug, but we like the Shock Radio. Hey, Rob Rush, if you're stalking our page. All right. So now Rod is getting on the scale.
Yeah, this ain't going to be.
Sorry. Oh, he's fucking rubbing. to your belly up again. You fucking idiot. Hold on, we got the weigh in.
It broke. It's one at a time. What's up, Wayne?
What's happening, guys?
All right.
So how much weight did you lose? You're down to what, 293?
Yeah.
What is he? How much did he... 317.2. So 317.2.
Ooh, so Rod lost 10.
Rod weighs in. So Rod lost 10.
Right.
And you only lost 7 pounds.
All right.
Fat fuck.
He's beating you right now.
You've got a 3-pound advantage on you now.
That's all right. That's okay. I had a really bad weekend.
So did I.
No. I was in a I was in a barbecue.
Dude, but at least the meat's protein, man. I freaking ended up eating a freaking massive slice of pizza the other night.
So, what about you, Wayne? Now, I know you're doing your thing. Have you found a challenger for you?
Yeah, what's up?
I have not. Nobody wants to step up. I mean, I got to get some motivation because I'm going to be honest with you. I probably gained weight because it has been, it's been kind of hectic down here. So
that's okay.
You know, I know the first lady's in the area where the scale is, so I can't get to it right now. But
Well, we had your starting weight, right? Why don't you just throw yourself into this competition?
Yeah, why don't we give him a challenge?
What kind of challenge?
We'll make him dress up as.
No, we're getting camel toe tattoos, me and him, right?
You're getting a camel on your toe.
Yeah, exactly. That on our toe, a camel on our toes.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Happening.
It's happening. It's happening.
That's happening.
Uh-huh. Because I love you.
This September 9th is going to be off the hook, man.
Oh, I can't wait.
I cannot wait to get down there.
Absolutely, man.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a two-day hangover.
Especially, we got to get the weight loss contest out of the way, like, pronto.
No.
Do that, like, first thing in the morning. We'll figure out what the weigh-in is first thing in the morning.
Right.
And then after that, it's just balls to the wall.
Right off the bike onto the scale. Right out of the car.
Right.
What do we got? Oof. Okay, good. Eat now. Food. We'll put the scale in front of the barbecue.
In front of the barbecue, yeah.
You know what would be funny? If we use one of those, like, Salem witch scales.
Yeah, right? Jeez.
I don't know what we're going to do, but right now Rod is beating Johnny.
It's okay.
So, I just want to know, has either one of you picked out your outfit as of yet?
No.
Aren't we supposed to send...
The first lady's supposed to be
doing
that.
I thought she was picking, giving us ideas. I mean, I could go shopping. There's a pinup store right down the street from me. So,
oh, my God. We'd be broke if there was a pinup store here.
I know. My daughter's broke right now. So, yeah. Tell the first lady to chime in and give me an idea of how she would like the loser to dress, and I'll make sure I have the appropriate pre-adjustable clothing.
Right.
One size fits almost everybody.
I will make sure that happens.
But I will pre-buy the shoes, because shoes are real important for any outfit.
I'm just shocked that my friends...
They're a must.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got so many friends.
Your shoe game has to be strong.
Yeah.
No, the shoe game's good. I'm good at picking out the guy's shoes, so that's good. I know a store in Manhattan that makes shoes for drag queens.
I was just going to say, I got a lot of friends of mine that are drag queens, so.
I'll be shopping there for the shoes and the other accessories.
Oh, uh-huh. I'm going to be laughing my ass off watching Rod on that stage, is all I know.
Right now, you're 3 pounds down.
That's
man.
Okay, man.
I know.
I could shit that tonight.
Yes, he can.
I shit that this morning, now that you mentioned that.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just happy to know you're all regular. I mean, that makes me smile.
Three times a day. Right. Three times a day.
Oh, man.
Too much information.
If I don't hit that thing at 4:10 in the morning, I'm doomed.
Unless I drink Jaeger, then it's like 6 times a day.
Oh, no, we don't want to do that. So what did you do this weekend, Wayne?
We had a big bike show, our biggest bike show yet.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
And I don't know whether you have seen the videos on Biker Trash Nation, but we also had the first ever Biker Trash Nation dating game.
No, I saw the post and I meant to go watch it, but I had to watch Sausage Party last night. Otherwise, I would have watched that. So I'm going to watch that tonight when I get home.
You would have particularly liked the outfit because I had my Elvis wig on.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Nice.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was epic.
Epic. I like that word.
Yep. It was a good time, though. I mean, we got quite a bit of rain. We had about 2 hours rain, but Biker Trash Nation stayed in, and they really stepped up, and they stayed around, and we drank lots of beer. The bar had to make a beer run. That's how much damage we were doing.
That's a beautiful thing. Great time. When you drink the bar out, that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But
so, on Tuesday of next week, on July 4th, we have our final pinup competition before Camel City Bike Fest. So this will be the last young lady who goes directly to the finals. So I think we have four total.
Okay.
And so this is going to be pretty big. I mean, I can't wait for the competition. The first lady has really done it up well. She's, man, I tell you, she is on top of everything. So,
wow, cool.
She keeps me straight. I mean, she's the organized one. I'm just the one who runs his mouth all the time.
Well, you know what? That's what all good women do for us. They keep us
absolutely
straight. And you know what? So I'm glad I got a good woman to keep me straight, but sometimes, you know.
She's a great
she
one.
Beat my ass.
Not a good one. She's a great one.
Right. So, you know, got a note.
I got a note for
a
you.
Love letter.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, so I'm ready to come down there. I'm ready to kick some ass in some weight loss contest. I'm ready to eat some of those ribs you got a guy's going to have down there.
I'm just looking for a really good time, man.
I'm looking forward to doing a live broadcast.
These guys in Biker Trash Nation are just off the hook crazy.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to meeting everybody down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kevin posted a red high heel.
Characters. You got Big Frank and Dave and Big Al. I mean, everybody's got their own little niche, man. We have a real good time, though. I mean, when you get around this, you know, give a shout out to Frank. Frank found out last week that there was two dogs trapped inside of a house.
Right.
And he organized everybody together, used Biker Trash Nation and some other social media to be able to get the authorities to come out and save those dogs' lives. So,
oh, really?
I mean, that's big time, man. I appreciate that he thought of us to be able to include us in being able to help them dogs out. So
that's awesome, man. That is awesome, man. But you know what? Thank you for calling the show, brother.
No problem.
Looking forward to getting down there, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, I'm gonna have some numbers for you, and I don't want y'all to be all upset when I'm down, you know, 15 pounds.
We'll see. And I'll be down myself. I should be.
All right, good deal, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Right, you too, brother. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Oh, that's so, Wayne.
I got you by
awesome
3 pounds.
It's all right. I'll catch up. Are we off or?
No, we're good.
So don't talk about it. Just keep talking.
So anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even worried, man. I'm gonna whip your ass so good.
You just
and that's it, man. I'm gonna do a killing on you, man. Because. Hold on a second. Let me just do something here real quick. I'll turn my Wi-Fi off for a second.
Yeah.
I'll turn it off.
No, it's going to be fun.
I don't know why the Wi-Fi is off. But you know what? Once I get my head into it, I knew I had a rough weekend coming up. So I just...
Yeah, it was...
You know, I just kept, you know, doing my thing and, you know, I tried to... You know, because I've lost some weight. I actually thought it was going to be more. I thought it was going to be over 300 this week. You know, so
no,
I thought it was going to be.
I didn't think I was going to be that good this week. I was out Saturday. I spent some time with my kid. Me and my son went to J&R's the other day.
Oh, did you go to J&R's? Oh, I like that place. That place is good shit, man.
Yeah, we did a quick dinner over there, and I was just like, they have this Bavarian pretzel. It's about like,
yeah. Yeah, they do. Like, I've had it.
Yeah, we went there that one time. It was really good.
Yeah, we've had it. But, you know.
So. It's been rough, man. You know, trying to eat right is terrible, and the heat last week was brutal.
Yeah,
brutal. I mean, I came home Monday and Tuesday, dead on my feet from at work.
So
you couldn't eat a damn thing, so that helped.
But
it is what it is, man. We'll be all right.
But I'm gonna go to let me see something here. I'm gonna go to a song for a second. Oh, hold on. I know everyone likes these songs here.
Yeah, throw a song on for a minute.
These songs are great.
There you go.
Came rolling in a lightning and thunder across the ground. No tattered do rags, no weathered leather chaps. I'm a brother's keeper's son, and I'm a holder. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling. We made our way to those Harleys parked outside. I could feel them staring, wondering what I had to hide. I'm already a judged man by the ruling of a higher hand. I hold my head up high, cause I'm proud of who I am. Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling.
You're dirty, you're sleazy, you're raunchy, you're nasty.
returning to that place again. We'll be right back.
you lost. Thought saw what it was. Turn it all in. Doesn't mean much if it hurts. Woke up in a different space. Took the time to figure, retrace the things we said and did then. So try to learn and be him.